Well, Steve, that was some second half.
Some game. We were a bit open in the first half. Too open for my liking, but I thought we were a threat, carried a threat. I thought that was the reason the way we did, because, you know, I just thought, can we pose them a threat? But they looked a threat as well, I have to be honest. And it was a really cracking game. And in the end, I thought we deserve it. You come away and score four goals, then you deserve to win.
And Glenn Whelan getting named on the score sheet doesn't happen too often.
He's just told me the last one he scored was against Buffon. He smashed one past him. He's waited patiently, you know. Glenn has been instrumental in why we've got to where we've got to. You know, he's had to wait patiently. He's made sure that he's trained well and waited for his opportunity again, because his experience is going to be invaluable, especially when the madness starts. Mm. He was calm, he was collected, not just because he scored a goal, but he kept the ball well, and thought he handled himself very well.
Feels like a big result, this one.
Well, look, Mark, there's still 12 games to go. It's still quarter of a season. Mm. But as I've said repeatedly, we'll give ourselves a chance. When I see the thousands who've come here, they must think we've got a chance. Mm. So all to play for. You can't get carried away with this league, as we've just witnessed in some of the ridiculous results which I've just seen quickly. It happens this time of the year. We've got a big momentum going forward. To lose, to win 8 out of 10 is a remarkable achievement. 12 to go. Can we do exactly the same thing? And we'll give ourselves every chance.
At half time, you'd have been probably disappointed with the goal to go in 2-1 at half time. What sort of things were you looking for in that second 45?
Well, we had to get after the ball better. We were too easy to play against. If we have got an Achilles heel now, set pieces against us, we're not that big anymore. and that's a problem to us, and we've got away with it. They've scored a goal. It's something we're going to have to look at, but you know, you can't make smaller players into big ones, and today they've gone big, the big two strikers up the front, and set pieces was always going to be a problem. I thought we had to get after the ball and take care and play with a bit more care, really, in the final third. I have to say that some of the delivery from Snodgrass for the second goal for Whelan was top drum. Glad to see he's not sick anymore.
A bit of a discussion before the penalty. I thought Lewis might take it.
Well, I think he was the designated penalty taker.
Right.
Before, obviously, he left the pitch the other night, and Lewis was not on the pitch. So, look, thankfully, they're not snatching each other, and Snoddy said he'd already scored. So if he scores, it's okay. It's when nobody wants to take a penalty, it's always a problem. So he was confident. He played well, Snoddy, and he's took it away with a plum, I think. I didn't watch it, but apparently he scored it. And it was a penalty. I mean, it was three penalties rolled into one. They've absolutely smashed him over the stand. I don't know what they're waiting of here, what they're booing them for, but bloody hell, it was a stonewall penalty.
And just finally on the injury situation, Alan Hutton off today, but hopefully you'll have some people back next week.
Well, we sincerely hope so, Mark. We've got a box clever with it. You know, we've come here with four or five missing, and when Alan Hutton goes down, we've got somebody like Taylor to come on. It ain't bad, is it? So we don't want any more, though. You know, it's a hamstring. It'll be a while, that's for sure. But he's been terrific, Alan. We'll be without him for a few weeks. We'll see what we've got towards the end of the week.